This is a CBC podcast.
Imagine for just a moment that you could make a copy of yourself alone without having to resort to any of that procreation business. And then is there anything about your new self that you would like to change? A bigger brain, perhaps, or stronger arms? Maybe longer eyelashes? Well, scientists have discovered a tiny, water-dwelling invertebrate called a deloid rotifer, and it can do exactly that, which means that it has been able to remain celibate for some 80 million years, which I'm sure has to be a shame, but yet it still can adapt to its changing environment, which, of course, is good. And what's more, if the little guy's home dries up, it just puts his life on hold until the next time it gets wet. Alan Tunnicliffe is a biotechnology professor at the University of Cambridge, and he led the research into the little creature.
Dr. Tunnicliffe, what does a deloid rotifer look like?
Okay, well, they're very, very small. So if you were to look at a whole load of these animals in water with the naked eye, you could just see them. They look like tiny little specks of dust in the water. So you need a microscope, really, to appreciate what they look like. And they're really rather beautiful creatures. They were first described, well, over 300 years ago by the famous early microscopist Antony van Leeuwenhoek.
Now, you mentioned they live in water, but what kind of water do they prefer?
Well, they prefer fresh water, and basically you can find them everywhere throughout the world, from Antarctica, even in the desert. But, for example, they live in my back garden. If you look in environments like that, which are temporarily wet but quite often dry out, you will find animals like this, like these rotifers. And that's because the animals survive desiccation. They survive drying out.
So they need water to live in, and yet all the water can dry up and they'll still survive.
Yeah, so whilst the water's there, they're happy, they go about their business, they're feeding, perfectly harmless creatures. But when it dries out, when the water disappears, they just go into a state of suspended animation. So they're not technically alive. They're in some kind of limbo, some kind of halfway state between living and dead. And you can't actually detect life processes going on. But as soon as you add water, then within a few minutes, they come back to life and they just go about their business.
How long can they survive in the dried out state?
Well, quite a long time. I mean, I think the record for a well-characterized dried rotifer is about 9 years.
Now, they live without water, but they also live without sex.
Yeah. Now, that's the other crazy thing about these creatures. They're famous for two things. They can survive without water, and they don't reproduce sexually. And, perhaps that in itself is not so surprising because there are other types of asexual organism. What is surprising about these creatures is that they've gone without sex for such a long time. And the estimates range from 40 to 100 million years, and that's a heck of a long time. So, normally creatures which reproduce exclusively asexually, they don't last very long in evolutionary terms. So that's why the deloid rotifers are a bit of a mystery. How have they managed to survive this long without sex?
What are you learning about these creatures and their ability to survive?
Well, the report that we published in Science suggests that being asexual could have some good sides to it. It's normally thought to be bad news in terms of the evolution of an organism. But what we've shown is that a certain type of evolution can happen in asexual creatures which just can't happen in other sexual organisms. And that's because asexuality allows pairs of genes which are normally essentially identical in sequence and function. Asexuality allows those pairs of genes to become different over evolutionary time and therefore to acquire different functions. And that's something which could have a powerful benefit in evolutionary terms in these creatures.
So despite the fact that they have this problem of being asexual, not being terribly good at surviving over long periods of time, they have managed to create different functions, sort of almost like two different creatures in one.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, where you and I would have basically two copies of every gene in our bodies, but those two copies are basically the same. The Delayed Rotifers have two copies, but those two copies are quite different, or can be quite different. So it's like they've got two genes for the price of one. And we know from other types of organism where you get something called genome duplication, where you can suddenly get two copies of every gene in the body, two more copies, so the whole genome doubles up. When that happens, and that does happen under some circumstances, then you get a lot of change in those organisms. So evolution gets a kind of stimulus. So if you become asexual and you basically have two genes for the price of one, it's a bit like having a genome duplication. And that's why we think this has been so important in the evolution of these particular creatures.
So where does your research go from here?
Well, there's a whole new field out there called tissue engineering, where people are making artificial organs or, for example, artificial skin, which they're using to treat various diseases. And that's fine, but it's actually really quite a technically demanding process to keep those cells alive for long periods of time. So if we could dry human cells, say we could dry some artificial skin, then when it's dry, those cells become very, very stable, just like the rotifers. You know, you can leave them for years and they don't mind. They just sit there. So we could imagine making artificial skin, which you could dry, and then it becomes like a kind of, you know, off-the-shelf item. Instead of having to be maintained in complicated tissue culture systems very expensively, we could just put them on the shelf. And then when we need to use them, we take them down and you know, we use them as a wound dressing or whatever.
So we'll be able to go and shop for some freeze-dried body parts.
Well, that sounds rather macabre, but maybe something like that.
Well, Dr. Tonikloff, I wish you well in your research.
Okay, Carol, nice to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Alan Tonikloff is a biotechnologist at the University of Cambridge, and his research on the Delayed Rotifer is published in the current issue of Science.